You have to find a life partner.
Listen, how can they know?
It's carbonated water. That's what makes you fizzy.
See?
And sugar and orange juice.
Yeah, but I must have taken them years to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was different versions. Like,
I swear at one point Coke had crack in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I don't know if that's true, but like people say that's what it's called Coke.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true though, don't
Coke.
You know what? Coke has this taste.
Hi guys, welcome back. It's been how long?
Oh, it's been like long, 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
I feel like it's been like 6 weeks.
No,
definitely been over a month.
Okay, it's been a very long time, but we're like back. It's episode 3, and you guys already know it's Nikki here.
Shantz, aka Shantz Lavance,
and Honor.
And obviously, before we get into the episodes, we need to find what topic we're going to be talking about.
As always,
let's see. 3, 2, 1. What is cheating?
Okay.
What is cheating? cheating. What, like a definition?
I don't know. What's the dictionary?
Define cheating.
What's the dictionary? Look at the dictionary definition of cheating.
Chantel was just laughing today, guys. I don't know what's wrong with her.
What is cheating? For me personally, I see cheating as anything emotional, physical, period.
No, but like anything you can't tell your partner. Or you know your partner wouldn't like.
That's a lot of things.
You can't tell your partner everything. Like,
no. In the sense that, no, for example, like different people see different. So, it's, for example, in some relationships, they don't mind whining on girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or your girl whining on man, whatever. But if you know in your relationship, you go and tell your girl that you whined with a girl, she's going
to
be mad.
But that's what I'm saying, you're not meant to do that.
Yeah, but for some people, yeah, that's calm.
Yeah, but that's something we talk about before you start doing it. Like, I was in one relationship where we spoke about it before.
Oh, is it?
Like, we was like, so what, are you comfortable, like, do you mind this, that? Like, hard of all, I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, but the thing is, I feel like when you're talking before you get into a relationship, you're always like, oh, no, it's babe, you know, I'm just calm, da da da. Get into the relationship now.
It happens. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm talking about when you get into a relationship. Obviously, you talk about certain things before when you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I feel like when you're not in the relationship, you always say, no, it's calm, it's okay.
But that's what I'm talking about.
But then when you're in the relationship, that's when you're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When you get into a relationship, when you guys are actually official, you need to go over that again to make sure that...
What kind of contract
is this?
No, it's not a contract.
No, but I understand.
It's not a contract. It's setting boundaries. Because if I'm out here doing everything that I thought is okay to you and you feel the type of way, it just avoids that problem.
Because
it's not a contract. We're not going to sit down and be like, okay, today we're going to talk about this, that. Like, just when you're randomly talking, someone will be like, oh, are you comfortable with this? Then it's going to just turn into an actual conversation and you're talking about this, that. And then, cool, by the end of the night, you know where you guys stand.
Okay, so for you, if you was in a relationship, mm-hmm. would you mind your guy, like, buying drinks for a girl at a club or whining on girls or
dropping
a girl home after a night out?
No.
Okay, so that's cheating in your eyes.
Yes, if you're buying a girl a drink, a girl you do not know, you're interested in her, you're attracted to her, and you wanna. Mm-hmm. If you're dropping a girl home, I don't know if you just dropped her home or if you didn't get to dig her out and then you left the house. So that is cheating. No.
What if it's a girl that he
knows? Huh?
A girl that he knows. Like, as a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's different.
And he's buying her drink.
But, yeah, that's different.
And dropping her home.
Yeah, that's fine.
And seeing her all the time because that's a good friend.
I don't know why you're putting it
like that. She's disturbing.
No, but for real though, this is what happens.
Like, his girl though.
What about you, Honor?
No, don't.
You spoke to me. What about you? Are you comfortable with these things?
With what?
If your man buying girls drinks, dropping girls home.
No, don't do that. Why are you spending money? I'm like,
let's spend money.
I don't think I want a man spending money on anyone but her.
Yeah, it's my money. Like, you see me?
No,
it's
her.
It's for us, like.
Why are you?
Your money's my money.
What if it's her friend? What if it's his friend?
Yeah, that's all right. I don't mind if it's his friend.
Okay, what about this? Say, for instance, you guys go into a relationship and you've known some of his closest female friends. Yeah. But there's a few friends, female friends that have come out of the woodworks. So if you go, who's this, who's that? And it's like, oh, babe, just a friend. How would you feel then?
But how long have the friends been there?
But the thing is, you wouldn't know because...
If I don't, came out, she's basically saying the girl has come out of nowhere and he's saying this is my friend.
Yeah.
That's suspect. Like, how did you make her... No, if she... But it could just be I don't know her though. And he's had her as a friend for ages. That's all right then.
But then, do you know why that's a bit weird? Because more time, I know your closest friend.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
so that's what's weird to me. Why did it... Like, even if I haven't seen her, her name should have come up somehow. Yeah.
That's why it's a bit suspicious. Like, where did this girl come from? Why all of a sudden she's here? Like, why was she not there when we were talking? Now we're in a relationship. Oh, I'm going to see so-and-so. Oh, I'm with so-and-so. Where did she come from? Like, that's sus. That's sus. I feel like cheating is a weird one because, like I said, emotional and physical. If you are emotionally getting attached to someone, that like, you're messaging every day, how's your day?
Emotional
how
is
are
worse, you?
It is. It actually is.
That's worse.
I don't know because if I've now given you myself, you know, you've seen angles of me. And you've now gone and just basically entered someone else. You basically like violated my body because it's like,
wow.
Because in a way, because obviously I, like me personally, I can't sleep around and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I get attached in it. So I feel like if I'm now getting attached to this one person, I'm dedicating this to you. But if you've now cheated sexually with someone else, you basically violated me. You didn't respect my body. You didn't respect me as a person. Like, you didn't respect it. So then I'm going to start feeling insecure about my body.
And but what about this notion that men can just sleep with whoever and they don't really... Like, it's not that deep.
That's their problem. I'm saying with me. Because how can you fuck me, sleep with someone else, and then come back to me and look me in my face? That's the devil. There's something wrong with you.
No, for real though, if you can cheat, what's that saying?
Do you know what the worst one is when they say they've come from work here and they're very tired and then you guys end up sleeping together and he just slept with another woman a couple hours ago?
This is the thing, I feel like that's just more...
That's disgusting.
That's just more fucked. But in terms of emotional, if I was to find out my partner was emotionally speaking to someone and say, for instance, I met up with the girl. And you know when sometimes you speak to another female and they're talking like in their feelings, I feel like that will hit me more as well because it's like, rah, you genuinely like fell for my partner. Like, I'll just be like, oh, shit, like,
what if she didn't know about you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I feel like it'll be like,
because a lot of these guys, when they go out, they are no longer in a relationship.
This is another
thing. I don't like my man's friends. I don't like them. You can't. You're especially if they're single. You need to be CCTV because they are going. As soon as they go out, they're like, "Bro, you're off tonight. Like you're with a man." Them. Like I hear my friends. Like when my friends go out, one of my male friends go out with his boys. Like I don't know how he done a relationship because all his friends will be getting yacht, sleeping with this one, that one in the hotel. And he held it down. I'm proud of him for that. But I'm just saying, like, you're in a situation of temptation. Even if you don't want to meet a girl, you're in a situation where it's like, how can I not? Like, it's so okay. Like, from time people around you have been like, you're off tonight. Like, have fun.
So if your partner was to get a girl snap in, I don't know, Portugal or something, is that cheating to you?
Yes. What? Listen. You're gone out, yeah? The same way you probably move to me, which is most of the time, you either move to me through Instagram or you ask for my snap or my number.
Mm-hmm.
You've now gone to a girl that you do not know and ask for her snap.
Do you know how embarrassing that is?
You're going to cheat. What? Why do you want her snap?
To look at her face.
What, you want to ask her about the country?
Why are you guys...
You
need a tour guide?
Yeah. Like, what, do you want us all to...
You'd be like, oh, no, she's cool people. That's just my friend.
She's cool people. That's not your friend. This is what gives me the ick. Friend. It's not your friend.
Why are you so friendly with everybody?
Exactly.
Yeah, but what if he was always friendly before you got with him?
But this is another thing, yeah? Which people need
this
to understand.
This is the thing. No.
Oh, sorry. When you get in a relationship, I feel like there's certain things, yeah, that naturally, I'm not saying you have to become a completely different person, but you have to be open-minded that some of your ways have to change because you're now in a relationship. You're now meant to care for that other person's feelings. Do you get it?
Okay, let's switch it up. Say, for instance, no one had made a clear understanding of this, like, you're in a relationship, but you've been talking for months.
Okay.
Hold on. Seeing each other, spending time together, having sex, all of this, but no one has said it is official.
Yeah, that's different.
But you think it's official in your head because that's...
No, see, I don't live in that fairy land.
Okay, say, for instance, someone is like that, but then they find out that the guy or the girl has slept or is speaking to other people.
Listen, the hard is truth. The hard truth is that until you're official,
you can't do much. Goes. And you know what? I feel like this generation, by year, will get worse. Because I feel like before, it wasn't like that. I feel like before, people could actually not be official and they're actually respectful. Like, they're not
going out. I feel like there's some people who are still like
that. No, there are some. But I don't feel... I feel like it's becoming rare. But when we was growing up here, remember, like let's say it's secondary school and stuff, like, this boy and this girl like each other. And I feel like boys, like, they'll be so on that girl, even though they're not official. They don't see anyone else, like... Mm. But now, it's like, yeah, I got Keisha, I got Becky.
But you'll be surprised, a lot of men only chat to one girl. Because it's effort. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work to be juggling bare girls, like...
And there are a lot of men that have 100 girls.
Yeah, those are the jobless guys.
But then again, when you're talking to someone, I feel like a lot of people automatically think, yeah, you're mine. As in, we're exclusive. Did they say it's a relationship, just exclusive?
I don't live like that. Like, I need you to clarify. That's why I ask questions.
So, but okay, but if you're in that situation and you found out your guy is talking to someone else and stuff like that, are you going to go to him like, why are you cheating?
No, so I'm not going to say cheating. So what would you do? I'll do something, but I'm not going to do anything
to him. What can you do?
I'll probably move different towards him. Like, I'll view him differently.
But can you blame him? You're not in a mission.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I wouldn't say anything. But at the same time, I feel like if we've been talking for time and you're telling me all these mad things and I'm telling you all these mad things, by now it should be at a place where you don't want to look anywhere else. And if you're not there, then that clearly means certain things you've said you clearly don't mean.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Because if I'm talking to someone, yeah, when I start talking to someone, that's fresh. I don't feel like it's that deep if you go and meet someone else, whatever, because it's fresh. But if it's months of talking and every month... Remember, so much changes in a month, yeah, alone. So if every month my feelings are getting stronger and stronger for you, and, like, let's say it's been 5-6 months now, and by then you're still moving to girls.
But that's the key thing. Your feelings are getting stronger.
That's what I'm saying. If their feelings are not strong enough to that point, then that means... Do you know what I'm saying? That means that I need to reevaluate how I'm viewing...
But I'm pretty sure we all have friends, yeah, that are talking to a guy for... They're talking to a guy for time, and they're just confused right now. I'm pretty sure we have at least one friend that's like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what he's on. I don't know if he's talking to this girl.
The truth is, you don't like him enough.
Huh?
Like, if she's talking to the guy, what, she's confused?
Yeah, she don't know where she stands.
But like, she doesn't know where she stands with the guy. Yeah. Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure we all have that one friend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
See?
The girls that are trapped in the talking stage forever.
Yeah, but the thing is... They will probably now see it more as a talking stage because they've done stuff, they're doing things.
But why are you... This is what I'm talking about. Why... This is what irritates me. Why are you doing things in a relationship in a talking stage? Like, there's nothing for the man to be like, rah, I need to take this next stage with you, because he's getting everything like that. You catch feelings, you open up your leg. You catch feelings, you open up your mouth. You catch feelings, you open up your batty. Why are you so quick to, just because you feel like you and this person like each other, you got a deeper, yeah, as a man, yeah, what really stands out to a man is somebody that, like, has self-respect. And I'm not saying you're not respecting yourself if you do be sexually active.
Yeah, but have you ever
heard? If you're very quick at letting go, a man could be thinking...
But there's those stories of guys and girls, like, when they go on a first date and then they meet, and then they end up in a relationship.
Yeah, and is there a high percentage of that?
I don't know. There isn't.
I'm telling you through my head. There isn't. It's very low. Like, don't get me wrong, it can happen, but do you really want to risk it? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's like risking something that could potentially go wrong just to see if there's a chance of it go right. I don't want to take.
But that But have you not ever heard, like, even if you don't give up the cookie to a guy, the guy will find it elsewhere while still.
It's not even just about the cookie. Things that buying a guy things that some girls when they start buying, they'll buy a PS5. They'll buy crepe. They'll buy this. They'll buy that. And then when they start arguing, they're like, "I need to go back and get the PS5." But honey, like, sis, it's his now. Like, this is what I'm saying. Think about these things. It's not just about the sexual things. I'm saying there's levels to everything. I feel like nobody is worthy of your all until they have taken you to that place where you have your crown. Do you get it? So if you're not got that, you shouldn't be giving.
So then basically you're saying it's the girl's fault or it's the guy's fault. If
it's both of your fault.
No, hold on. For instance, if either or were talking to someone and they're not in a relationship and that person's cheating or not cheating, sorry, that person is talking to someone else and stuff.
Yeah.
It's that person's fault for believing that they're in a relationship. No, it's not your fault for believing.
I'm talking about it's your fault for doing certain things that you would do in a relationship that's making you feel like you're in a relationship. Do you get it?
So if that part
when I'm talking to someone, for example, there's just certain things I will not do until we're in a relationship. And it's not because I want to be bad to you or I'm going to treat you horrible. No, it's just because I feel like until I have that, that's like, I like to be secure. So I like to know if I'm doing this, it's because we're together, not, we're talking or, yeah, she's my tingle. Like, you don't know what the guy's saying behind your back.
Okay, how about this? Say, for instance, I'm coming up with best scenarios. Okay, you're talking to someone for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Wait, sir. Already that's the issue. Why are you talking to somebody for 2 years?
This is what I'm talking about.
Met the family.
In our generation, you could be talking for 3 years.
What do you mean you're talking for 2 years?
But he's met the family, you've met his
family. Why are you meeting my family? Why are you meeting my family?
In that position, is that not already looking like a relationship?
No!
No,
because why you said it. Let me tell you something. No man, there's only one guy that's ever met my parents, and that's because we were official. Even when we was talking, it took me a while before I told my mum. I just don't want to tell them nothing until we're official.
But some people don't. Like, they just introduce anyone to their
parents.
Yeah,
you're mad. You don't have respect. I'm sorry. I question your respect for your parents because the respect I hold for my parents,
finish the scenario. Took it for 2 years, whatever. All of that happened, yeah? And then you find out that he's actually been talking to, like, two other girls within the 2 year period he was with you. Yeah?
But at what points?
What do you mean at what points?
Was it in the beginning?
It's everywhere.
Staggered. The whole time. On and off. The whole 2 years.
The whole 2 years.
A fool. So you are the fool too.
Is that, can that girl shout, he's been cheating?
You can't say cheating the whole time. You can't, whether it's 2-1 month, you can never say cheating.
But because you're not his girl.
Yeah. And he's fucking out here to the man them calling you his ting. Like, if this was my friend, like, I was just gonna slap her head. What are you doing?
No, I'm sorry. He doesn't respect you because boys know what they want.
Because this is the thing. If you're also going to someone else to, like, talk about their story or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Chantal's decided to come and eat food in the middle of the episode.
Chantal, what are you doing?
It's just a biscuit.
Anyway.
I can still talk.
So, you know, like, on Twitter or Insta posts when someone's, like, talking about their stories with quote-unquote exes and stuff, and you read it, sometimes you kind of deep, like, wow, you guys were never together, but all of a sudden you have a story about your ex. So they're considering an ex someone they were talking to. That, you see what I'm saying? So is that person still in the right to say that person could have cheated?
No, some people say that after, but during the time they're not considering that person as their girl.
Yeah,
like some people. When
so you don't consider me a girl, but you consider me my. You consider me.
I don't
ex.
Know why, but some people do that. Like when they talk about scenarios.
So can you not see the confusion?
Yeah.
So then that means that person has a right to say.
You caused the confusion because I'm not talking to a guy for 2 years.
Okay, I get that.
Talking to you for 2 years. That means you're one of my things that I'm not serious about.
Yeah. But you're sleeping
I'm not opening up my lips, my mouth, my body, my toes, my finger, nothing to you. Yeah, for 2 years. 2 years.
Well, I don't know why I'm asking Sean this, you know, because I know Sean's celibacy. Let's just stay there.
Even if I wasn't celibate, like, I would not do it.
Oh, so think about that.
You're not deep in that. It's 2 years for two baby is
do you
born.
Know how much
exactly like I do not deep in what
the child can probably walk.
You can go to from a nobody.
Wait, why is everyone attacking me? It was just a scenario.
What would you do, Nikisha? Well, because you're asking us all these questions. What would you do?
Talking to someone for 2 years is mad because it gets with me personally. I'm very black and white. Like, if talking to someone or getting to know someone, I'm like, look, what do you want? I categorize. If you want to fuck, let me know. If you want to actually see where this goes, let me go. If you just want to be vibes, let me know. Just that's how it is for me. And I feel like I cannot be in a position for 2 years and not know where I stand. That's mad. For 2 years, I'm just going on with vibes.
Imagine, like,
you're and really I'm like, oh yeah, no, we're serious, exclusive with this.
No, clarity. No.
And he's bashing other people and talking to other people and stuff like that. No. Because then when I find out, I kind of don't have a leg to stand on. Because you don't know how to feel. Because it'll be like, okay, was he cheating? No, he couldn't be cheating because we were together. So then he just didn't like me. But how can you not like me? Because you met my family, I met your family. You see what I'm saying? There's too many, like, it doesn't make any sense. So I cannot be in that position. But all I know is, I feel like even in that position, there's still some sort of cheating if that was to happen. If that person was to find out that their partner was seeing or talking or sleeping with someone. Mm.
So what, now we're saying there's levels to cheating. There's different, like, there's a hierarchy.
There's
now.
No level. Cheating is cheating.
Because you can cheat in talking stage. That's like different to cheating in relationship.
Yeah, some people be like, that's okay. Like, have you ever heard someone say, oh, if you DM'd a girl, I'll allow you. But if you sleep with her, it's not okay.
But why are you DMing her?
That's what I'm saying. I see it all the same, but some people in their head, oh, at least you didn't sleep with her.
I do get that, though, because like I said, some people take sleeping with someone, like, high, like, okay, I've now slept
but
with you.
But why is there levels to cheating? It starts with off of a DM. You think he's not getting the pum-pum after?
Or, like, what if he went to her house, but he didn't do anything?
Is that cheating?
Nothing happened.
Nothing.
You're telling me nothing happened.
Just went to go and they just sat down and spoke.
They probably watched a movie.
Yeah. Listen, there's other things you can do.
Okay, cool. The levels to the cheating. If it was head, if you're in a relationship and your partner got head from someone else, is that cheating?
Of course.
Kiss someone else. I don't have this level. I don't have levels. You cheat. Black or white, you do this that you're not supposed to do.
Oh, that boy, he was out in the club. And
why did that ask me? I just said there's no levels. Everything is cheating. Everything is cheating. You touch her bum, you're single. Carry on touching her batty.
No, but there are some people when they find out, oh, did you kiss her? Yeah, I did. Was it just a kiss? Yeah. Right,
that's what I'm saying. It. That's not me. Are you dumb? It starts off with one kiss. Then when you're kissing me, you're reminiscing about her thinking, and then one day, we'll be beating. You say her name.
Wait.
How did we actually get here?
That's how it starts. No.
So are we basically concluding that there isn't, like,
cheating is cheating.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no level in the talking stage. No. It's not cheating.
No, there's no cheating in the talking stage. You're just an idiot. That's it.
So, okay, hold on. Let's just clarify. Yeah? 2 year talking stage, there's no cheating. Like, if so.
No, the issue here is the 2 years.
Okay, what
is the problem? That's not the cheating. Because at that point, I would even say to him, do what you want, because clearly you don't like her.
Okay, so let's just say, if you're not in a relationship, you cannot classify anything as cheating in any other circumstance. No. If you're in a relationship and your partner either emotionally cheats, physically cheats, if it's drinking, buying a girl a drink or sleeping with someone, that is cheating point blank, period. Yeah. There's no level.
For me anyway.
And Chantel.
Yes.
However, what I will say is, if you're in a talking stage and he is telling you that you two are exclusive,
mm-hmm.
but he's doing other things, mm-hmm. now he's just being disrespectful.
Yeah,
like,
that,
now we are disrespecting.
Yeah,
you.
That is when you can that's get different. Onto him because you got, that's what I'm talking about. Like, when you clarify where you guys stand and you say, okay, we're exclusive, that's one step before being official.
But exclusive and relationship, that's they're not on the same level.
But it's
not. So if he was to sleep with someone, you can't say cheating.
No,
you can't.
It's a problem because when you're exclusive. That, do you know what exclusive means? We're not talking to anyone else. That means you're not meant to have sex with anyone else. You're not meant to be kissing anyone else because we're exclusive. Otherwise, you wouldn't do exclusivity. I'm making up a word. Yeah. You would just wait until you're in a relationship. there wouldn't be no reason for it.
Yeah, but if a situation was to happen like that and the guy's like, well, yeah, we're just
exclusive. Yeah, I would stop talking to you.
Yeah, because he doesn't respect you.
Yeah.
I just think it
you can't say we're exclusive and then go sleep with someone else. What was the point of that?
Like, hey, you're taking me for a fool. You don't care.
Yeah, that's showing me, okay, cool, we're nearly at the finishing line. We're nearly
not
official.
Not the finishing line.
Like, we're nearly official and then you're going to turn around and go sleep with another girl.
Okay, fair enough. I just feel like anything, talking, kissing, seeing, spending time, even like pulling up at a person's house and chilling in the car, I feel like that's cheating.
Do you know what? I know men in relationships that do that.
I think it depends.
But it's like with their girls.
Because like, I have bros that would pull up and see me. Yeah. So I find it weird if their girl.
A lot of things can happen in the car, you know.
But it's like, no. Wait, what?
That's what I'm just thinking about my bros. Like, when no, she said a lot of things can happen in the car.
Why are you pulling up to see girls past midnight?
Yeah, but what if I was upset?
Call me.
Yeah.
No, what I'm trying to say is that because I have bros and I know.
So your man tells you, babe, I'm just going to go and see you.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't like Becky, it. Becky, but I'm saying she's upset. I would find it weird as the friend if he told me that his girlfriend.
No, was I wouldn't. Away. No. Because what's my bros in the relationship? I understand there's boundaries true. Now.
No. I would understand there's boundaries, but let's say something happened. And my bro came.
Okay, if something happened.
If something serious happened.
Because for my bro to come at 12, he's not coming for no reason. Like, he's not coming to just see me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
That something must have happened. Like,
what I'm saying is there are guys that will just pull up at a girl's house and they're chilling in the car. Have you never,
That's different, how push your tail. How you?
That's how
you
it starts.
Have a male friend just come and pull up at your house and you come and sit in the car and just be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have, yeah.
Oh, bedtimes actually.
It's a bit mad. And
but not at 12.
But and then there's sometimes where you lot be chilling in the car for so long, the girl's gone home now thinking, oh, he's actually a good guy. And all of a sudden he's catching feelings and that's it. Like, it's techie. It's actually techie.
That's between her and her mum.
There's boundaries, like. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of female friends don't understand boundaries. They'll just think the girl's moving mad.
Yeah,
I don't even think it's the female friends. The guys.
To be fair, I'm the guy. Yeah, he himself.
Like, I have friends that would be like, yeah, I will dead her if.
I feel like
they try and tell me what I can or can't do with my like these girls or my sisters, they don't care.
To be honest, I feel like if you're not prepared to stop talking to certain girls in that way, to not look at girls in a certain way or whatever, you're not ready for a relationship.
Period.
Like.
But a lot of people are not ready for a relationship. That's how you do talking stages for 2 years.
Yeah, but this thing. But then tell the girl, look, I don't want to be in a relationship. If the girl has now decided to still continue for the 2 years, then the girl's
that's
an idiot.
That's her own. A lot of guys don't have the balls.
I feel like girls like that. Girls like that sentence. What? I'm not ready for a relationship.
Oh, yeah, they see it as like.
Like, they get turned on. They must do because why do so many girls end up in that situation?
But I feel like.
And they always say, oh, I thought he was going to change his mind.
Yeah, that's what
that too. Good. But I also feel like it goes back to what you said about how their gifts give everything up easily.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I feel like once you start sleeping with someone, you don't want to then end up sleeping with another person after that month and another person after that month. You want to stick to the same
thing. Why did you do that? Why did you start that? Don't start something when a guy's already told you it's not even going to go where you want it to go. If you know you're someone that's very, like, it takes you a lot to even sleep with someone, why are you going to sleep with someone that's not ready for a relationship?
It just happens.
That's what the teacher loves to say. They happens.
They fell. Somehow they just fell.
They just it goes straight. It goes in as a score. Nah. Okay, fair enough. Well, I feel like the question is, what is cheating? We can't give an answer to it because it's like
cheating is when you do anything you know you shouldn't do that would upset your partner. And we're not dumb. You know, use your brain.
But that's a lot of things. That's what I said.
That's what you shouldn't be doing. Simple.
Then I feel like everyone cheats without knowing that they cheated.
What?
Because there's so much. Because there's so much things that you're not even realizing that can actually impact
like what? In
the world.
Like what exactly?
Give us a scenario.
I can't really give a scenario, but what I'm basically trying to say is that cheating because there's so much to cheese here, I feel like we accidentally might cheat because there's so much to it. And then you have an argument with your partner, like, you not realise that what you did was cheating. That you only deep it until that person has verbalised it.
Like, I watched this movie, yeah? And the guy was like to his girl, oh, go sit down, I'll get the ice cream. So he goes to get the ice cream now. He's talking to the woman. And he's like, oh, yeah, can I have this ice cream? And I could tell by the way the girl's talking to him that she's flirting with him. Like, she'll be like, oh, so what type of ice cream do you want?
I've watched that movie.
And then he was like, oh, I want this one.
So is that cheating?
Yeah. The way he's looking at, the way they're both looking at each other.
Yeah, but that's like what I'm saying. He probably is not even deep in it.
No.
You're going to go to him, you know you just cheated.
Shut up, man. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, bro.
Not everyone knows. That's
yes,
what
he does. He
do you get what I'm trying to say, Honor? It's hard to actually differentiate what type of cheating it could be because there's so much cheating.
I'm telling you now, if there was a guy there and the girl went to get the ice cream and she was talking like that, he will punch the guy in the face. The guy knows.
We all cheat.
I don't.
What? Whoa, Nikisha.
That's fun, this thing around.
Fam, you all cheat. No, we don't.
We all cheat without knowing.
I don't cheat without knowing, sorry.
No. Someone probably complimented you. Someone probably said something flirty and you probably said something flirty back.
No.
Actually, I hear Nikisha, you know.
Thank you.
That's you too.
Because you know, like, if you go out, let's say you go out with your girls and then there's a guy that's feeding you and he'll say something.
And I say thanks. That's it. I'm the type to revolve everything around my man. So if a guy compliments me, I'm like, yeah, my man would say that. Like, just to let you know, I have a man. Like, I'm not someone that's gonna. If I have a man, it's my man.
To be fair, you're right.
I'm not like that.
Oh, that man, pick a side. Right.
So, yeah, I've just been on the fence, but I think I'm Rachel Tell.
Thank you.
It's a bit of both. Sometimes you don't deep it. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you're like. Like, it just happens so fast, you don't actually deep it. I'm not saying you need to actually sleep the person.
I think you need to reevaluate yourself and ask yourself, am I ready for a relationship? Because how can you accidentally cheat? Sorry, it don't make sense. Sorry.
Because Once
I become in a relationship, I'm like a granny. I don't really exist to anyone anymore. No man exists to me. You're just the little plants. What's that?
Well, I feel like this generation, everyone cheats and... just, you know, firm
no,
it.
No, don't say that's my now guys, then
that's
girls
what
will
I mean
settling.
By this world is finished. Like statements like this, or when they
say
your man is going to cheat, so you might as well. Yeah, you are. Your man's going to cheat, so you might as well accept it. Like, people, women actually feel like there's no man in this world that can't cheat on you.
Well, guys. We have reached the end of this episode.
I don't even know if we have a conclusion.
I don't think we do. I think all of our...
And not like, all men cheat. Please don't listen to Nikisha. Please. Not all men cheat.
It's true, you know, because the girls will take it and then they'll just be like, oh, but all men cheat. So, like, let
think
me
it,
accept
say it
that.
Is right when Nikisha said all men cheat. No.
But bearing in mind, I'm not talking about the extreme cheating. I'm talking about petty cheating.
No.
I feel like...
Oh, well, like touching bums and that.
Touching bums.
You're not
like,
touching...
Flirting by accident or whatever it could be.
There's
I think
no flirting by accident, Nikisha. If you want to flirt, you'll flirt. That's not flirting by accident.
All right, right.
She told just keep slapping her thigh.
Your thigh must be red.
I always slap myself. Anyways,
guys, out. The end of this episode. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe to the podcast, follow our Insta, which is Think It Say _, and just give us some feedback, like